So here I am on Bond Street, perhaps London's most materialistic street, and people are eyeing up this car. So the shopping in the run-up to Christmas. Okay, there's Bulgari. A lot of people coming from abroad for shopping on this street, which is largely pedestrian only, mega expensive, all sorts of couturier here, watchmakers and so forth, jewelers. And that's where there was that famous Bond Street robbery. Was it August 2009? And I was only three streets, so I didn't hear anything. When the guys got in here to graft diamonds, and they, wow, she's really rocking those rubber boots, hey? Into graft diamonds, and they briefly took a female member of staff hostage. They came out to the street, they fired a shot in the air, and they got into one car, they drove some distance, and then they got into another car, abandoning the first one, blah, blah, blah. Thought the diamonds were all out of the country within a matter of hours, but the gang was rounded up, yeah? They'd worn makeup, they were for a heavy makeup session, and they said it was for a pop video. And one of the guys out of the makeup said, even my own mother wouldn't recognize me. And one of the robbers went in wearing a pair of leather gloves, despite it being the height of summer. Now, the security guard thought, that's a bit suspicious, but I thought, these uber-rich people, they sometimes, here's graft diamonds, they sometimes display very eccentric behaviors. So I thought, just put it down to the strangeness which comes with being super affluent. So there's Graf, as in count, as it, like the noble title in German. Look at all these ones, okay? And they've often got security guards with earpieces there, some of them physically imposing specimens, and some of them actually rather on the weedy side. Too much hair gel, and rather wankerishly shaved goatees and all the rest of it. Here's Ralph Lauren. His real surname is Lifshitz, but for some reason he didn't think that it was a right to have a surname with shit as part of it. Okay, so quite a few Christmas displays. Okay, there we go. Look at that, the polar bear and all the Christmas presents piled high at Cartier. And look, they're queuing to get in to buy diamonds. Is this consumerism at its worst? Can you buy these things online? I suppose it wouldn't be very safe to the post. And she's posing by the phone box. Telephone long since removed. Okay. Quite a few Arab tourists. And look how long they're waiting to get in to buy Ralph Lauren stuff. Wow. You can buy stuff which is almost as good for a quarter of the price, but you know nothing but the best to beat the rest. People paying high prices because it's a high price, because they want to show off about those labels. So that's what it is to be a fashion victim. Okay. So you got the idea. I just came for the aesthetics, rather enjoying the Christmas display, the extravaganza. I know it is a bit OTT, but I'd rather have some colour and life about the place than it be drab, monochromatic and dispiriting. We need this festival to break up the winter and cheer us up. Imagine how grim it would be if there was this scowling sky all the time, gloomed over, long hours of darkness. It's chilly, happy inside most of the time, but it's all seasonal affective disorder. So as we make a virtue necessity, as we've got to be inside most of the time, well, let's rouse our spirits with some decadence, with some tasty food, comfort tucker, and all the rest of it. Christmas carols, a good Chris tingle, time to darken the doorstep of God's house, and all the rest of it. Okay, so you see what it's like down here. I remember the only time I ever clapped eyes on the guy who played Bond. Why won't it come to me? The one who's born in 1930, the Londoner, dyed his hair chestnut brown, Sir Roger Moore. I saw him here in 2005, that's, my God, that's over 20 years ago, and he's being papped. The paparazzi was photographing him. He took it very well. He flown in from Switzerland. He died in 2017. Yeah, he played James Bond, and I saw him on old Bond Street. I'm not joking. So that was a taxis exile in Switzerland most of the time. And I remember shortly after he died, walking past Buckingham Palace, and they were playing the James Bond theme tune, which methinks was a tribute to him. So that's him. Okay, that's enough on old Bond Street. The new Bond Street turns into the old Bond Street as you go further down. Well, a Merry Christmas to you.